Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Jay County basketball is on the air. Tonight, WPGW presents another high school hardwood battle featuring the Jay County Patriots. And now to courtside for the junior varsity action.
And good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver and Justin Mangold. Dave Kalp's going to be joining us also here at the game site. Fort Recovery and Jay County in junior varsity and varsity basketball tonight. Nice crowd assembled already and more on the way. We should have an exciting evening here of competitive high school basketball between Jay County and Fort Recovery. Freshman game was already played here this evening, and how did that go, Justin?
That was won by Fort Recovery by a score of 49-44, a very competitive game. Indians were led by Mason Diller, 12. Eli Leonard had 11. Jay County led by Riley Sellers with 13. Again, 49-44, Fort Recovery beat Jay County tonight.
All righty, we're about set to go. Starters for the junior varsity teams.
For Fort Recovery, it'll be Troy Homan, Riggs Toby, Ross Pearson, Reese Guggenbiller, Rex Leverett. For Jay County, Parker Nichols, Abraham Dirksen, Jackson Edwards, Kevin Dunnington, and Wesley Benn.
Rex Leverett, the son of the varsity coach, Bobby Leverett. Bobby serving as the interim varsity coach, and the tap goes to Fort Recovery to start the game. As Troy Homan chases down the tip from Rex Leverett, and he brings it up across the timeline. Over on the left side it goes to Reese Guggenbiller, back over on the right. Out top, Troy Homan with it, dribbling the ball. Out near the center circle, between the circles now, over on the right side. There on the wing it goes to Reese Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller will pass back out to Troy Homan between the circles. He lobs it down low. Here's a drive, shots up and good by Fort Recovery's. You didn't give me a 23, sir.
23 is Toby. Riggs Toby.
Riggs Toby, okay. And underneath it goes, shots up, no good by Jay County. Rebound comes to the Patriots, and Dunnington has it back out top to Parker Nichols. There's a mad scramble for it, and who's going to get it? It's going to be, Jay County's ball, yes. Fort Recovery leading 2-0. Riggs Toby scoring there a moment ago. And Parker Nichols is going to toss it in here for Jay County. Patriots in their road uniforms for the first time this year. There's some confusion at the scorers table on something. Not sure what the deal is.
Yeah, no idea.
We're at the Fortside Fieldhouse tonight. Rob Weaver here along with Justin Mangold. And here we go with the inbounds pass from Parker Nichols. Parker will put it into play. And he didn't get it in time. 5 seconds called. And so it'll be, he did not get it in within 5 seconds. So it'll be Fort Recovery's basketball. Good defense there by the Indians. Troy Homan will bring it up across the timeline. Left side it goes to Riggs Toby around the horn. Right side wing shot is no good by Rex Leverett. Out front to Troy Homan. Homan between the circles. He'll pass on the left side. Toby with it, and he lost the ball out of bounds. Turnover on Fort Recovery as Riggs Toby turns it over. Jay County with the ball, trailing 2-0 here. Parker Nichols comes down. Over on the right side it goes. Dirksen lobs it in, or tried to lob it in to Wyatt Ben, and he overthrew him, and so Fort Recovery comes up with the ball. Here's Toby firing it up from three-point land, misses everything except the backboard, and Jay County comes down with the rebound.
Not the biggest offensive start for either team.
I said Wyatt Ben a moment ago. I should have said Wesley Ben. It's Wesley Ben. There's a pass inside to Trevin Dunnington. Intercepted by Fort Recovery. Troy Holman comes down, lays it up and in. Oh, it didn't go in. And it's out of bounds off of Jay County. So Fort Recovery will have the ball. Troy Holman will slap it and toss it in. He's having trouble getting it in. Finally does so. Here's Rex Leverett. Over on the right it goes to Reese Guggenbiller. Back out top to Troy Holman. On the left now to Riggs Toby. Back out top it goes. There's Reese Guggenbiller to Riggs Toby. Toby's going to be fouled by Abraham Dirksen.
That'll be his first foul.
So, yeah, let Neil adjust that there. 4:34 to go here in the first quarter of play in this junior varsity game. Troy Holman with the ball on the right side. Back out top it goes to Ross Pearson, who came in the game a moment ago. Pearson gets it back on the left to Leverett. He'll pop the three, missed. Rebound comes down to Jay County. We've got a foul called on Fort Recovery. That's going to be whistled on Riggs Toby.
His first foul, team first.
Once again, Rob Weaver here along with Justin Mangold. Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Hope you enjoy the broadcast tonight. We're expecting two competitive games here, the JV and the varsity game. And Fort Recovery threw it away, trying to pass it down low. I should say Jay County threw it away, trying to pass it down low, and Fort Recovery gets the ball back.
It's already four Jay County turnovers today.
The varsity only had three last night, and my former sidekick, Les Eads, is here tonight. And he said that tied a school record for the lowest number of turnovers in a game, and that only happened one other time. Underneath to Holman, he missed it. Blocked there by Dunnington of Jay County. Parker Nichols comes up with the ball.
And to be fair, it really should have only been two turnovers last night. But...
shots fired up, no good by Jay County. By Jackson Edwards. Why do you say that?
One of them was a foul in the fourth quarter, that last third turnover. And they didn't call the foul. Coach Baumholt was not happy about the no call. So it was more than likely two turnovers. But, I mean, officially it was three, but it really should have been two.
Troy Holman is at the line after the foul there. It's up and good. He will have one more. Wesley Ben and Abraham Dirksen both have one foul apiece for Jay County now. Holman fires again, and it's off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound comes to Abraham Dirksen. It's a 3-0 game. Fort Recovery in the lead. Jay County still, after their great offensive performance last night, they are stone cold here tonight. Right side it goes to Parker Nichols. And he has the ball tipped, got it back, in trouble. Gets it to Abraham Dirksen. Dirksen goes left, underneath, stops, fires, misses. Rebound comes to Cameron Smitley, and we got a jump ball call. And it's going to go to Fort Recovery on the alternating possession.
Fort Recovery's defense a little bit better than what Woodland had last night, obviously.
Kyle Weitzel is the junior varsity coach for Fort Recovery. And, of course, Aaron Daniels for Jay County. Fort Recovery with the ball, leading 3-0. Here's a shot from the right side up. No good by Reese Guggenbiller. That was a three-point shot. And it's swiped away by Fort Recovery. Stolen there by Rex Leverett. Here's an outside shot up and no good. Rebound Leverett up and good. Rex Leverett on the rebound basket. He's a 6'4". Pretty tall kid. Only a sophomore. 5-0. Indians on top here in the early going over Jay County. Parker Nichols passes inside, back on the left wing. Open shot is no good by Abraham Dirksen. Rebound comes to Rex Leverett. Over to Troy Holman. Holman down across the timeline. He'll hand to Rex Leverett. He'll fire a three, and he misses. Rebound Reese Guggenbiller. Now feeds it off. There's Ross Pearson up, no good. Rebound comes to Wesley Benn of Jay County. Parker Nichols down to Abraham Dirksen. On the left, there's a wide open shot. Up and good by Liam Gehringer. Liam Gehringer led the team last night. He did not play the first two games of the year, but again had, I think, 14 last night.
Yep.
5-3. It's all of a sudden only a two-point game. Fort Recovery with the ball. Reese Guggenbiller out front being guarded by Parker Nichols. He'll fire over on the right side to Troy Homan. Homan dribbling on the wing. Comes back out between the circles. Over it goes to Fort Recovery's Riggs Toby. Back to Homan. Back to Toby. Back to Homan on the right. He'll pass cross court on the wing. There's a shot by Guggenbiller. And he banks it in from three. Reese Guggenbiller banks it in from three. Those are the kind you like to get if you're a shooter. 8-3 is the score. Fort Recovery leads by five again. Left side to Parker Nichols. Back outside to Cameron Smitley. There's Liam Gehringer. He'll pass it off to Abraham Dirksen. Goes to the free throw line. Stops. Pops the shot. No good. Rebound Wesley Benn. Abraham Dirksen passes to Smitley. That's up. No good. Nice play. It didn't work. Rebound comes down to Rex Leverett. Here's Troy Homan with the ball. He'll stutters, dribble, stops, double teamed, tries to pass it off. Parker Nichols intercepts. Here he comes, stops, fires, and hits. And that should count. It does, and there's a foul called on Fort Recovery on Riggs, Toby. So that'll make it 8-5 now, and Parker Nichols could make it 8-6.
Second foul on Toby.
Fort Recovery and Jay County in junior varsity basketball here from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Parker Nichols at the free throw line. He lets it fly and it is no good. Rebound comes to Rex Leverett, knocked away by Abraham Dirksen. And then Riggs Toby picked it up and Dirksen ends up fouling Riggs Toby. So that'll be number one on Abraham Dirksen. No, number two. Number two on Abraham Dirksen.
Have the same officials as we had for the freshman game, and not all the Patriot fans like these guys. And that's putting up mildly.
One in particular.
Yes.
But hey, you know, you play with the cards you're dealt. Left side it goes. There's Reese Guggenbiller. Now it goes along the lane. Shots up and no good by Alex Deuce, who's in the game now. He missed the shot. Rebound Jay County. Parker Nichols, he wasn't aware of how much time was running out. He goes to Cameron Smitley and says, Cameron, why didn't you tell me I only had a second to shoot the ball? His shot was off, and the quarter comes to a close. After one, the score is Fort Recovery leading Jay County by a score of 8-5. We'll be back in a moment here on PG-14, Jay Country 101 Radio. We're on all three stations tonight, right after we pause for this commercial break.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology Seat Lift Chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialist help you choose a perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
We're back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. The score is 8-5. Fort Recovery leading Jay County by three. And let's turn it over to Justin Mangold now with the second quarter. Justin, take it away.
All right, again, 8-5, the lead for Fort Recovery. 3 points for Reese Guggenbiller to lead the Indians. Jay County had 3 points from Liam Gehringer, so not a lot of scoring in that first quarter.
Unlike last night, how many points did they have in the first quarter last night? 20 somewhat.
Yeah, something like that. Complete domination for Jay County over Woodland last night, but much different tonight. Patriots with the ball to start the second quarter, and it's out of bounds. Turnover number six.
Had a nice idea there. A pass went to Cameron Smitley behind the defense, kind of a backdoor play, and he couldn't hang on to the ball. Went out of bounds.
Troy Holman across midcourt for Fort Recovery. Indians lead 8-5. Up top is Grover. Ball deflected in the backcourt. Cameron Smitley picking it up, and then he lost it, but it was deflected by Fort Recovery. I like the uniforms the Fort Recovery has. Easy to read.
Yes, they are. Nate Christmas, our studio producer tonight. Glad to have Nate on board with us, keeping us on the air. And here at the game site on FortRecoveryRadio.com, we have Neil Spencer as the engineer here.
And Jake having stepped from the end line on the out of bounds. So another turnover. That is 7 for the Patriots. So back to Fort Recovery, leading 8-5. Left side goes to Guggenmiller. Reese with the basketball, goes to his left, gets it back. Back to Holman, to Guggenmiller. Up top to Grover. Down low, in some trouble, double team. The ball's lost out of bounds as Alex Deuce cannot handle the basketball.
Yeah, Wyatt Grover in there now. The Indians have used quite a few players, and so has Jay County.
So we're back to the Patriots, trailing 8-5. Early second quarter, Jay County throws it away right to Rex Leverett.
Another turnover.
That is 8 already. Holman with the basketball to Guggenmiller. Back to Grover.
Wesley Benn is going to report in for Jay here in a moment.
Grover with the ball goes to Holman. In the lane now to Leverett. Back to Holman. Troy goes to the corner. 3 in the air is good for Alex Dews.
Nice shot by Alex.
Makes it 11-5, the lead for Fort Recovery. Nichols across midcourt for the Patriots. Goes to his left to Jackson Edwards. Edwards needs help. Gets it from Gariner. He'll come in and draw a foul.
Out of bounds to Jay County here. Going to call that one on Fort Recovery's Alex Deuce.
Ben in for Jay County and Ross Pearson back in for Fort Recovery.
Leaving Liam Gehringer leaves for Jay County.
Edwards on the inbounds, needs help. Nichols comes to get it. 11-5 Fort Recovery. Edwards with the ball left, the wing up top to Nichols. Nichols around the defense, stops, throws it up, and missed it.
Oh, my.
The rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. Three quarters down, came back out.
Jay County's not getting the ball to fall tonight.
Even steal for Dunnington. And the Patriots have it back down by 6.
How many turnovers for Fort Recovery now?
Only 4. Not too bad comparatively. Nichols with it. Goes to his left. Stops. Gets it outside. Edwards for 3. No good. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery Leverett. Here come the Indians. Grover gets it out to Holman. Right to Guggenmiller. 3-pointers. No good. Rebound taken down by Jay County and Ben. Wesley Ben with the board. And here comes Nichols. Goes toward the hoop. Leaves it left side. Ball loose. Jay County gets it back. Jackson Edwards to Nichols. Nichols goes toward the hoop. 1-on-3, and he is fouled. That's about his only choice there.
Close game tonight in the freshman game with Fort Recovery coming out on top in that one.
His first
49-44. Fort Recovery won it.
And today, the Jay County girls won both the reserve and varsity games from the Fort Recovery girls. We'll give you the rundown on that later on.
58-30 was the varsity final. Patriots with the ball after the foul. Tried a little backdoor cut to Dunnington, did not work. But it was kicked, to say. So we'll stay with Jay County.
Also, I have results from the Salina Invitational in swimming, which was actually at Jay County today.
Yeah, it was a busy place at Jay County this afternoon. Held ball. It will stay. It'll actually go to Fort Recovery. So the Indians with the ball, leading 11-5. It's junior varsity game tonight. Coleman slowly across midcourt. Goes to his left. Up top. Now right to Grover. Wyatt Grover with the basketball. Goes to Holman. Holman to the corner. Three for Pearson. No good. The rebound taken down by Jay County and Jackson Edwards. Here come the Patriots trailing by six. Down to Dunnington. Hooks the pass. Shot in the lane by Dehoff is blocked. The rebound taken down by Fort Recovery and Rex Leverett. Leverett with the ball goes to Holman. Holman up top gets the ball back to Leverett in the lane. Shot's good. Rex Leverett has four. It's 13-5 all Indians so far. Here's Parker Nichols across the timeline. Goes to his left. With the ball is Edwards. Back to the right to Dehaw. Now to Edwards. Back to Dehaw. Now Nichols. Nichols will come in. Stop. Needs help. Takes contact. Puts it up. Missed the shot. The rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. 13-5. An 8-point lead for Fort Recovery. Three-pointer is missed by Dugendiller. Indians get the rebound and a foul, offensive foul. So that'll go against Fort Recovery. Leverett picks up the personal foul.
Number 13, Alex
Hughes. And we have a timeout on the floor. 2:11 to play, second quarter. It's 13 for Fort Recovery, 5 for Jay. Coming back after this.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back at the Fort Sight Fieldhouse, 2:11 to play in the second quarter. 13-5, the lead for Fort Recovery. Jay County with the ball after the timeout. It will be Cameron Smetley across from the court. Guarded by Holman. Needs help. Still needs help. And Derringer finally comes to get it. Now Dunnington missed the shot. Rebound, a foul on Dunnington. Should be out of bounds for Fort Recovery. 13-5, the lead for the Indians. 1:51 to play, second quarter. Troy Holman across midcourt. Indians by 8. Left side is Grover. Pops the three, missed it. Rebound for Holman. They'll bring it back out. Up top. That is Riggs Toby. Riggs goes to his left to Grover. Grover now to Dews. Back outside three is no good for Toby. It'll be out of bounds to Jay County.
The Patriots have not scored in this quarter, have
we? Let's see. No, it was 8-5, so 5-0 so far for Fort Recovery this quarter.
And only a minute 20 to go in the quarter. Jay County's offense is missing in action tonight.
Cross midcourt is Smetley. Finds Edwards. Lost the ball. Got it back. Now back to Smetley. It's a cutting Gariner. He'll put it up in the lane and score. Liam Gariner has 5 and it is 13-7.
Nice player, Liam is.
Only a sophomore. Left side is Grover. Now to Holman. Back to Grover. To Holman. Troy Holman goes to Grover. Back to Holman. In trouble, back to Grover. Now to the corner, wide open three for Pearson is missed. A rebound taken down by Jay Cumming. 30 seconds to play in the half. Patriots trail 13-7. Smitley with the ball. Down to 20 seconds. Smitley backs it up. Swiped at it by Holman, but Smitley keeps the ball. Goes to his right. Needs help. Finds Gariner. Gariner will spin toward the hoop. Nice move, and he'll score.
Right at the horn. Great move by Liam Gariner. I didn't think he was going to be able to squeeze through there.
Somehow spun in there and got the layup. Makes it 13-9. Fort Recovery by four at the half.
We'll be back in a moment here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Fort Recovery leading Jay County, as you say, 13-9. We'll be back in just a moment.
At Portland Insurance, we're committed to helping your business plan for the unexpected. No matter whether you're a small mom-and-pop shop or a large international business, we can find the proper coverage and make it as simple as possible. For more about your business insurance, see me, Kyle Champ, at Portland Insurance Agency, 115 East Main in Portland.
Brooks Fugit and Jim Persinger at Mid-States Construction, or MSC, are proud to be your source for all of your commercial and industrial concrete and general construction needs, plus crane service as well. Mid-States corporate office is now located on Highway 67 in Red Key. Please consider making MSC, Mid-States Construction, your go-to contractor for your next commercial or industrial project. MSC, proud to support our Jay County Patriots in the classroom and on the court. Mid-States Construction. The John Jay Center for Learning is now enrolling students for their industrial maintenance classes. You can enroll as an individual student, or if you operate a business or industry, enroll several of your employees for these industrial maintenance classes. Increase your skills to increase your pay by enrolling today in the industrial maintenance classes at the John Jay Center for Learning in Portland. To enroll in these classes conducted in a $1 million maintenance lab at the John Jay Center in downtown Portland, call 729-5525.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully, we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
A lot of folks here already tonight. The crowd continues to come in here at the Portside Fieldhouse. Again, Rob Weaver and Justin Mangold. Our studio producers, Nate Christman back at the radio station, and Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. And we're expecting a nice evening of basketball. Let's take a look at the freshman game, Justin, and tell the listeners what happened there.
So that was won by Fort Recovery 49-44. As the Indians led by Mason Diller with 12, Eli Leonards had 11, 8 for Gavin Evers, 7 for Kaden Greasy, 6 for Cooper Thomason, and 5 for Briggs Overman. Jay County led by Riley Sollers, who had 13, 6 each for Kaden Craig, Levi Mullenkamp, and Ben Crouch, 4 for Kaden Gamble, 4 for Brady Hess, 2 for Xavier Vasquez, 2 for Brendan Runyon, and 1 for Eli Dirksen. Again, 49-44, Fort Recovery won the freshman game here tonight over Jay County.
And here at the halftime of the reserve game, it's a low-scoring affair. 13-9, Fort Recovery in the lead. And give us the scoop on that.
Well, for Fort Recovery, they are led by Rex Leverett with 4 points. 3 for Alex Dews, 3 for Reese Guggenbiller, 2 for Riggs Toby, and 1 for Troy Pullman. Jay County, 7 points from Liam Gariner. He had a 3 and a couple of 2s. Again, Gariner had 7. Parker Nichols, the only other points for Jay County, with 2. And then Gariner, 7. Nichols with 2 for Jay. For Fort Recovery, Leverett with 4. Dews with 3. Guggenbiller, 3. Toby, 2. And Holman with 1. Turnovers, Jay County has 8 at the half. And Fort Recovery has 5. In our quarter scores, 8-5. Indians after 1. Our halftime score, it's Fort Recovery 13 and Jay County 9.
We'll take a look at the Lady Patriots and the Lady Indians game today right after we pause for this.
No matter if you're a student or a senior citizen, good eye health and optimal vision are critical factors for better performance. Whether it's time for your routine eye exam, or maybe you've been experiencing difficulties with your vision, call the office of Dr. David Fullenkamp and Dr. Abby Small at 260-726-4210 or stop by at 1111 North Meridian Street in Portland. Better eyesight means better performance at school, at work, and at play. So schedule your eye exam today with Dr. David Fullenkamp or Dr. Abby Small in Portland.
Hi, this is Aaron Walter. Teamwork is very important in sports. To be successful on the basketball court, football field, or any other playing area requires teamwork. The same is true in many other areas of life, including the selection of your insurance coverage. Barn & Brown Insurance Agency, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, will work with you on your team so you can be successful in choosing the winning combination for security and protection. Barn & Brown Insurance Agency and Hastings Mutual are team players. Call Barn & Brown Insurance in Dunkirk at 765-768-6721. Contact an insurance agency that cares about you.
Citadel Supply in Red Key has received a shipment of name brand ammunition. Remington, Winchester, Federal, and much more in select calibers are currently available. And don't forget, Citadel Supply is now selling high-quality Valspar paints, and they also sell Larson storm doors and those famous Milwaukee tools. Citadel Supply at 9096 West, State Road 67 in Red Key. Proud to be a supporter of Jay County Patriot Sports.
Well, Justin, you and Zeb Hudson were at the Jay County Fort Recovery girls games today, and how did those turn out?
Well, on the varsity, Jay County won that one 58-30. Patriots led all the way 14-7, 28-14, 43-20, and again 58-30, the final. Indians led by Mara Pearson with 9 points, 5 for Whitley Rammel, 4 for Alexis Wendell, 4 for Grace Guggenbiller, 3 for Kinsey Garkey, 3 for Elizabeth Allig, and 2 for Kennedy Mullenkamp. Jay County had 3 in double figures, led by Izzy Rogers with 16. Brenna Sweeterman had 15. Madison Dirksen had 14. Sophie Saxman, 9 points. Danielle May with 2, and Gabby Bilbrey had 2. And Jay County is 6-2. Fort Recovery 0-4. 58-50, Jay County wins the varsity game. And then JV play, it was 32-27. Jay County winning that as well. Indians led by Sage Luthold with 9. Harley Niekamp had 8. 5 for Amalia Martin. 3 for Eva Colling and 2 for Kylie Post. Jay County led by Cassie Petros, 11. 9 for Meredith Dirksen. 6 for Molly Mullenkamp. 3 for Daisy Mullenkamp. And 3 for Danielle May. Jay County JV is 5-3. Fort Recovery is 2-2. Again, 32-27. Jay County wins the junior varsity game tonight.
And the varsity score again was
58-30.
All righty. We'll be back with the second half of this junior varsity boys game coming up. Again, Fort Recovery leading in the JV game at halftime here, 13-9. We'll return in just a moment.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace. Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hard-working, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Okay, just about set for the second half of action here. Next week, Jay County has what, Justin?
Well, Tuesday the girls will be on at home taking on Muncie Central. On Friday the girls will be at Adams Central. And the boys have one game next week. That'll be on the road next Saturday at Newcastle to take on the Trojans. Only one boys game next week for Jay.
And Fort Recovery, we've got a game with them on Tuesday of next week, as it'll be a boys game with Graham Local here at the Portside Fieldhouse next Tuesday.
Jay County misses a shot to start the third quarter.
Fort Recovery with the basketball, working it around the perimeter. Briggs Toby goes inside on the left wing. There's a shot, no good. Rebound comes to Jay County's Trevin Dunnington. I believe that was Reese Guggenbiller who missed that shot. Jay County with the ball. Abraham Dirksen back out top to Parker Nichols. Right side it goes to Jackson Edwards. Back to Nichols. Nichols at the free throw line. Looking for help, and it's deflected away by Reese Guggenbiller, stolen by the Indians, and they throw it away. Troy Homan had not turned around yet, and he wasn't expecting the pass, and Reese shouldn't have really tossed it to him, but unfortunately he did, and it went out of bounds.
Turnover number six on Fort Recovery.
13-9. Abraham Dirksen, left side it goes to Wesley Benn. Back out top to Parker Nichols. Jay in their blue uniforms tonight. Back outside it goes to Wesley Benn. Here's Jackson Edwards. Abraham Dirksen with it. Hands off to Parker Nichols. Drives in the lane. He falls down. They're going to call a foul on Troy Homan. No. Take that back. They're going to call that on Ross Pearson instead. Ross Pearson gets called for the foul.
His second foul.
Parker Nichols will toss it in to Abraham Dirksen. Inside pass to Wesley Benn is broken up and picked up by the Indians by Rex Leverett. Troy Homan with the basketball. Over in the left corner, there's a shot fired up, a three-pointer. Bingo! Reese Guggenbiller hitting a three. And it's 16-9 now. Indians on top by seven with Reese Guggenbiller's three-point shot.
Biggest lead tonight now.
Whoops. And inside pass is stolen away by Reese Guggenbiller. He'll give it over here to Troy Homan, and Homan lays it in. And now it's a nine-point lead, 18-9. Well, maybe Coach would call a timeout there, but he did not.
Jay County's just been a little bit too careless tonight.
Jackson Edwards fires a three from the left corner. No good. Tipped around. Edwards comes down with it off the fingertips of Dunnington. Here's an outside shot by Abraham Dirksen. It's no good. And a foul's going to be called now, I think, on Wesley Bim. Yep. Wesley Bim called for the foul, and Fort Recovery will have the ball back.
Second foul on Bim.
Tossing in here for the Indians from the end line will be Rex Leverett to Troy Homan. Homan brings it up across the timeline. Indians lead by 9, 18-9. Jay County's offense has just been pretty horrible here in this game. Right side it goes. Rex Leverett out top. Reese Guggenbiller. Here's Troy Homan with it now. Homan dribbling the ball, and he's going to be fouled by Parker Nichols. Welcome to all you listening in tonight on WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, 105.3 FM in Portland, and on FortRecoveryRadio.com, the voice of the Indians.
Been out, Gehringer in for Jay.
Holman on the left, he'll feed it off. Ross Pearson. Back on the right side it goes. Three-point shot is off the mark there by Rex Leverett. Rebound up and no good by Riggs Toby. Toby got his own rebound and missed it, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. I'm going to call that foul on the Indians, or on the Patriots, Trevin Dunnington.
His second foul, team third.
Riggs Toby at the free throw line. Dribbles the ball, eyes the basket, lets it fly, and missed it. Little too flat. You need a little more arch on that, young man. Bounces the ball again. Lets it fly. That's better, and he hit it. 19-9, a 10-point lead, which is the biggest lead of the game for the Indians. And Jay County has the ball, needing to get something going here. Right side to Parker Nichols. He'll dribble, tries to pass inside to Trevin Dunnington. He puts it up no good, and he's fouled by Rex Leverett underneath.
His first.
And Dunnington goes to the line.
Second for Leverett.
Dunnington has not scored tonight. Puts it up, and good.
Coming first free throw attempt.
Wyatt Grover checks in for Fort Recovery, and who left there? Oh, it was Ross Pearson left. Ross Pearson out. This one's also good. The two free throws for Trevin Dunnington, and timeout is called by the Jay County Patriots. The score, 19-11, Jay County down by 8. We'll return in just a moment. Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more. Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, timeout is over. Only a 30-second timeout. Fort Recovery has the ball, leading by 8, 19-11. Jay County's going to go to a half-court trap here, trying to create some turnovers. Over on the left side, down low to Leverett. He'll miss the layup, got his own rebound, and scores. Rex Leverett missed the first one, but got his own rebound and puts it back up and in. And it's now 21-11, back to a 10-point margin. Parker Nichols in the lane, feeds on the left to Abraham Dirksen. Three-point shot is no good, off the mark. Rebound saved by Jay County. There's Dunnington up, no good. Jackson Edwards did a nice job in saving that. Now here's Homan with the ball for Fort Recovery. He'll feed off to Fort Recovery's Reese Guggenbiller, and he lays it in, and it's now a 12-point lead, 23-11.
Homan made a mistake, went up in the air, but got away with it that time.
2:40 to go in the third quarter of play. Into Abraham Dirksen. He'll pop the shot. He just can't get anything to go tonight.
Pretty much the whole team is cold.
Very, very poor shooting for Jay County. Full recovery with the rebound. Outside shots fired up and good. Wyatt Grover hit a three, and it's 26-11. Parker Nichols will bring it up for Jay County. Jay County's getting their butt kicked here tonight.
13-2 run for Fort Recovery this half.
Jackson Edwards has it stolen away by Homan, who lays it in. He was just hanging back, waiting for that, as Edwards tried to pass to Parker Nichols cross court, and Homan was right there to swipe it away. Homan has a total of 5 points now on the night tonight. Here's Parker Nichols in the lane. Lost it, got it back, fires up, misses. Rebound comes down to Rex Leverett.
Jay County playing an individual game right now, not really trying to pass the ball around too much.
Troy Holman will walk it across the timeline. Right side, back around to the left, back to Holman. Right side to Reese Guggenbiller into Leverett, and he's fouled from behind by Trevin Dunnington.
That's his third foul.
Dunnington's a nice size young man. He's 6'3 and a sophomore. Here, Dunnington will go out, and Edwards will go out, and Wesley Benn and Cameron Smitley will come in for Jay County. Troy Holman passes out deep to Rex Leverett, back to Holman on the right. Holman out top. He'll feed over here on the left side to Grover, back to Holman, back to Grover. On the left side it goes, ball's inside, and it's loose, and a foul's going to be called on Jay County. No way Fort Recovery should have had possession of that ball, but everything is going their way tonight. They were able to grab, Rex Leverett was able to grab it, and then he was fouled on the play, and so he's at the line for two shots.
Wesley Benn's third foul.
Puts it up, and no good. A little bit off to the right side. Rex will have another one. Dribbles the ball. Lets it fly. It is no good again off the back of the rim. Rebound comes to Abraham Dirksen. Now to Parker Nichols. Down to 58 seconds to go. Jay County down by 17 points, 28 to 11. It has been all Fort Recovery tonight in this JV game. Liam Gehringer. He'll pass off to Wesley Benn inside. It goes through Ben's hands. Picked up by Fort Recovery. Another Jay County turnover.
13 now.
Left side to Grover. There's Reese Guggenbiller. Back to Grover. Back to Guggenbiller on the left wing. Back out to Wyatt Grover. To Reese Guggenbiller. Back to Grover again. Back to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller will bomb a three, and he hits it. Reese Guggenbiller with 3 points. Basket there. He has 12 points on the night to lead everybody in scoring.
Has 3 three-pointers.
Down to the final seconds to see if Jay County can get a decent shot off. There's Liam Gehringer firing a three, misses. Rebound Fort Recovery. And Holman fires a long shot that's no good. And that's the end of the third quarter. It comes to a merciful end. How many points did Jay County have in that quarter?
So we started with 9, ended up with 11, so 2.
31 to 11. Fort Recovery leads by 20 points after 3 in this junior varsity game. We'll return in a moment right after this. McDonald's Restaurant in Portland is proud to be a sponsor of Jay County Patriot Basketball. McDonald's reminds you to pep up for the holidays with their peppermint goodies. They have the peppermint hot chocolate, the iced peppermint mocha, and the peppermint mocha, available for a limited time here in the holidays for 2021. Also, try their frozen Coca-Cola and frozen Fanta, blue raspberry, and wild cherry, available now at McDonald's. Happy holidays from your friends at McDonald's in Portland.
If you've got somebody really hard to buy for, you need to start thinking early. Hitzer's has a number of solutions for you, including the Big Green Egg or the Saber Infrared Grill, perhaps a premium Pelican cooler, a Hitzer mobile grill or fire pit. All great gifts, but for something personalized, have Hitzer customize a fire pit with Merry Christmas or a name or saying cut directly into the metal. That's a one-of-a-kind craft from Hitzer's in Bern. Let your imagination run wild.
Well, Fort Recovery misses a shot to start the fourth quarter. Jay County with the rebound, and here is a foul on the Indians as Cameron Smitley, driving down the lane, draws the foul. It'll be out of bounds to Jay County. And I'll turn it over to you, see if you can get something going here. I sure couldn't.
Riggs Toby called for the foul there, so it'll be out of bounds for Jay. Abraham Dirksen on the inbounds. Comes to Gehringer, he'll lay it up and in. Liam Gehringer has 9. It's 31 to 13. Patriots within 18 now. Here come the Indians with Alex Dews. Dews to Guggenbiller, back to his right. That'll go to Toby. will be down low. Hooks the pass. Shot up no good by Alex Booz. Jay County with the rebound. Down 31-13. Jackson Edwards with the basketball. No, that's Smitley. Smitley with the ball, and he threw it away. Turnover number 14 on Jay, and it's back to the Indians. Pearson with the ball. Goes to Guggenmiller. Back to Pearson. High arcing pass. That's Riggs Toby. Toby with the ball to Guggenmiller. Back to Pearson. To Toby. To the right side. Back up top. Full recovery just moving the ball very well. Pearson a three. No good. The rebound will be Abraham Dirksen for Jay. Here come the Patriots. 2-on-2. Dirksen is fouled. So Abraham will have two free throws.
Number 13, Alex Dews.
Alex Dews with the foul.
Number 10 for the Patriots, Abraham Dirksen.
So two shots for Dirksen. First is no good. Abraham has not scored so far tonight. Dunnington back in for Jay. Timo Minnick goes out. One more free throw for Dirksen. That is good. 31-14. 5.5 to play fourth quarter. Full court press put on by Jay, and there's a near steal, but it's out of bounds off Dirksen. Will stay with Fort Recovery. 5:22 to play. And men's lead 31-14. Cross mid court it goes. Riggs Toby. To Guggenmiller. Back to Toby. Now to Dews. Dews attacks the basket and misses. Rebound tapped up, no good. Rebound tapped up, no good. Rebound taken down by Dunnington. Jay. Now to Gariner. Gariner to Nichols. Nichols attacks the basket. Shot is no good. Foul before the shot. Riggs Toby picks up the foul. Going to be out of bounds for Jay. Now Parker Nichols comes in to Dirksen. Dirksen off to Gariner, and he is fouled. Foul on Guggenmiller.
His first.
Team foul number 6. So Jay County will be in the bonus the next foul. Nichols on the inbound. And then Dunnington turns, fires, and misses. A rebound for Guggenmiller. Indians by 17 in this junior varsity contest. Leverett back in there with the ball. Goes up top to Guggenmiller. Reese with the basketball. Dribbles in, puts the shot up and misses. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. Leverett with the ball. Somehow gets out of it. Passes down low to Dews. He is fouled. Alex Dews is fouled. With 4:16 to play. Parker Nichols called for the foul. Inbounds left side to Guggenmiller. Now up top to Leverett. He'll go to his left to Guggenmiller. Back to the right. To Pearson. Now the Leverett to Pearson. And a foul on Gariner. So Liam Gariner picks up the foul. Team foul number 7. So 1-1 for Fort Recovery and Pearson.
It's first. Team 7. Number 5. Pearson. 1-1 for the Indians.
So Pearson will have free throws for Fort Recovery. The first is good. Pearson's first point. Second free throw is missed. The rebound taken down by Jay Cummings. 32-14, the 18-point lead for Fort Recovery. Nichols through the defense, lost the ball. Turnover number 15 on the Patriots. Here comes Fort Recovery. Layup is good. Guggenbelt, no, that's Leverett.
2 point basket, Rex Leverett.
Rex Leverett makes it 34-14. Still 3.5 to play, fourth quarter. Nichols up top to Dirksen. Cross court to Edwards. Finds Liam Gariner. Dribbles around the defense, spins, shoots, and misses. Rebound for... Well, it's tied up. Have a timeout for Fort Recovery. Timeout on the floor. 3:07 to play in the fourth quarter. 34 for Fort Recovery. 14 for Jay County. We'll be back after this.
Small businesses are an essential part of our economy, and there is no better time than now to work together and help our community thrive. Hi, I'm Tracy Carpenter with First Bank of Bern. I encourage you to make an impact by shopping small and supporting your favorite local businesses and their passions. We truly are better together. First Bank of Bern, member FDIC.
Back here at the Fieldhouse, 3:07 to play. Fourth quarter, 34-14, Fort Recovery leading this junior varsity contest. Indians 1-0 on the year. Jay County is 2-1 coming in. Leverett with the basketball to Guggenbiller. Jay County has a 2-2-1 press, but Fort Recovery no trouble with that. Across midcourt, shot no good for Kaden Breezy. Foul, though, on Jay County. It'll be Dunnington again. That's his fourth. So Kaden Greasy will have a couple of free throws. That's good. 35-14. One more. That is also good. 36-14. Indians lead, under three to play in this junior varsity contest. Pitchers tried a backdoor cut, it just wasn't there. Turnover again at 16. 36-14. There's a near steal. It's knocked out of bounds by Nichols. Never a good idea or a good thing when your team has more turnovers than points in the fourth quarter. And that's where Jay County's at right now. 16 turnovers. 14 points. It's 36-14. There's a steal for Dirksen. He'll give it to Gariner. Gariner will spin, shoot, and score. 36-16, full court on. Dews with it. Cross to Leverett. Attacks Dunnington, and that's the fifth foul on Dunnington. So Trevin will foul out with 2 points tonight.
Number 21, Trevin Dunnington.
So Dunnington fouls out. Chris Daniels will take his time. And Cameron Smetley will go in. 2:13 to play. Jay down 36-16.
Number 12, Rex Leverett on the line for the Indians.
So Leverett will have free throws. The first is good. 9 points now for Leverett. 37-16. Missed that one. The rebound taken down by Fort Recovery, though. Turnaround shot, Leverett missed it. Indians get the rebound, now taken away. And a holding foul on Fort Recovery. Coach Daniels says a little bit too late there.
Foul 12.
So Leverett with the foul, his third. Team seventh, so 1-1 for the Patriots here. Liam Gariner will have free throws. One and one for Liam. And he has 11 points tonight. Missed that. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. Indians have the ball, leading 37-16. 2 minutes to play. Up in the air, the ball goes. Coming down with it was Toby. Now taken away. Here's Gariner to lay it up. Missed the shot. Rebound for Edwards. Now lost out of bounds, but deflected by Fort Recovery.
Well, what a struggle, huh?
Yeah, not much went right for Jay County tonight.
No, that's for sure.
That third quarter pretty much did the Patriots in. Only a four-point game at the half, and it was 20 after the third.
After playing a great game last night, and to lay an egg tonight like this.
Smetley misses inside, but he is fouled.
Cameron Smetley at the line.
Caden Greasy gets called for a foul.
His first today.
So, two free throws here. First is good. First point tonight for Smetley. 37-17. One more. That is missed. The rebound for Fort Recovery. And the ball is out of bounds off the Indians.
That was Deuce who came, Alex Deuce, who came down with that rebound a moment ago. And then Jay County threw it away, or Fort Recovery threw it away then.
Turnover number 8 on the Indians. Jay County has 16. 1:20 to play, fourth quarter. Dirksen with the basketball, goes to Smetley. Cameron dribbles in, lost the ball, got it back, and missed the shot. Rebound out of bounds off Jay. So Fort Recovery will toss it in. And full court put on by the Patriots. Leverett with the basketball to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller gets it down to Dews. Back up top to Leverett with a minute to play. Leverett will spin, goes to his left, to the right side, to Toby. Ball up in the air, picked up by Fort Recovery, though. Here's Dews, and he is fouled. Jackson Edwards with the foul.
46 seconds, and the misery will be over for Jay County.
Pretty much. Timo Minnick goes in.
Yeah, I think the Indians are 2-0 now, aren't they?
Yeah.
Had a nice win over South Adams last week, a week ago.
Free throw is no good for Alex Dews.
Comes Gavin Evers in the lineup for Fort Recovery, and exiting the scene is Caden Greasy.
One more for Dews. That is good. 38-17, the Indians lead. 40 seconds to play. I'm hoping the varsity game's a little closer. I would expect it to be, but deep three is no good for Edwards. The rebound taken down by the Patriots, Justin Dehoff, and he has fouled.
Yeah, reaching over the back there was the Indians. You know, let's see, Eli Lewis. Eli Leonards picks up the foul.
Briggs Overman checks in.
Rex Leverett will lead.
Cooper Thompson also in there. So free throws for Dehoff. Missed the 1-1. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. 22 seconds to play. Indians lead by a bunch. Here is Overman. He has the ball on the right side. Passes in the lane. Turnaround shot is up. Missed it. Gavin Evers. Rebound up and good. That was a rebound. Makes it 40-17. And that'll be it. Fort Recovery 40, Jay County 17. For a 23-point victory for the Indians tonight. They go to 2-0. Jay County drops to 2-2. Again, 40-17, the final.
We'll return with the wrap-up of the reserve game in a moment, right after we pause for this.
Redefine your home comfort with the Infinity System by Carrier. This ultimate home comfort system provides superior energy efficiency, outstanding comfort, and control for every dimension of your home's environment. And only with the new Infinity System Control are you truly able to unleash the power of the system's advanced technology. Experience unparalleled comfort technology today. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Your Carrier dealer in this area is Dave's Heating and Cooling at 1238 West Water Street in Portland.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully, we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Back here once again at the Fortside Fieldhouse as getting ready for the varsity game to come up. Jay County squashed by the Fort Recovery Junior Varsity here tonight. And let's move over to Justin Mangold with a look at the scoring.
All right. Again, Fort Recovery led all four stops, 8-5, 13-9, 31-11, and 40-17. Indians led by Reese Kubenbiller with 12, 9 for Rex Leverett, 5 for Troy Holman, 4 for Alex Dews, 3 for Wyatt Grover, 2 each for Riggs Toby, Kanan Greasy, and Gavin Evers, and 1 for Ross Pearson. Jay County led tonight by Liam Gariner's 11, 2 for Trevin Dunnington, 2 for Parker Nichols, 1 for Cameron Smetley, and 1 for Abraham Dirksen. Turnovers 8 tonight for Fort Recovery. Jay County had 16. Again, 40-17, the Indian win. Indians are 2-0. Jay County is 2-2.
Okay, I want you to check out. They say on the program that Daniel Patch is 6'7".
Yeah.
They say on the program that Cale Rammel is 6'6". And there's Cale right there.
Yeah.
And there's Daniel over there. Now, when they get side by side, you tell me they're only an inch apart.
Right. And compare them to Dusty Pearson, who I think is listed at 6'5", maybe, for Jay County. And they're really not all that different.
Again, Jay County losing to Fort Recovery in the JV game tonight.
That's the junior varsity game. Now, stay tuned for all of tonight's varsity action right here on WPGW Portland, the sports voice of Jay County High School.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.